I'm Dave Rathauer. Thanks for joining me on Jazz Rhythm for this third and final chapter of W.C. Handy Remembers, the music and recollections of America's foremost blues composer, folklorist, and collector of folk blues. During his life and after his passing in 1958, Handy received a steady stream of tributes, honors, and awards, including a 1928 concert of his music at Carnegie Hall, a park and statue in Memphis, two Hollywood film musicals, posthumous Hall of Fame awards from the Grammys and Nashville Songwriters Association, a U.S. postage stamp bearing his name and portrait, and today numerous music and cultural festivals are held in his name. Now, I think that from time to time, Handy's been unfairly accused of exploiting the blues and authoring tunes which were not strictly original themes. But he freely acknowledged that he was documenting the music of his people. His 150 published settings of folk, spiritual, blues, and original music demonstrate his remarkable talent for creating enduring melodies and moving compositions. Now, here from 1940 are, now I believe these are the first recordings of two little-known Handy tunes, starting with Chantelet Bas, Sing 'em Low, in a lovely setting by Artie Shaw, and the obscure Heist de Window Noah. Now, this premiered on a broadcast of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street on a 1940 NBC, this was the so-called Blue Network, radio tribute to Mr. Handy.
W.C. Handy was a child in Alabama. He attended a church built by his grandfather. At that church, he heard a lot of rhythmic spirituals, many of which he later arranged and published. Here is one of them in a special treatment by Maestro Paul Lavelle, Heist de Window Noah.